With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome to the first ever Celtic Down Under live stream podcast. I'm Jared and joining me are Sean and Liam. How are you, Sean?
Yeah, pretty well. It's pretty hot over here. I had the game of 11 today and I'm now top scorer for the year.
And what do you play, right back?
I played left back, yeah. And today was the first game of the year and I scored the only goal. So top scorer.
Call it off. Pay it out. All bets are off. Winning. Gotta love it. How are you, Liam?
One of those ones that cross goes straight past the keeper, that sort of thing.
I am good. I was left back today as well. Left back in the house, you know, just getting ready for the game. And,
Where's the sound effect, Jared? Where's the sound effect?
Oh, I don't know what button it is.
You need to put labels on them. That says, Liam makes a joke.
I need a cricket sound and I need a ch noise.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. Thanks everyone for tuning in. We're a little excited going into the cup game. Well, I know why I am anyway. I don't know how you boys are. You're feeling a little nervous or you're actually looking forward to the game? Jump to you, Liam. How are you doing?
Sorry.
I'm actually right up for this today. I usually get the kind of apprehension before a game, but no, I honestly think we're going to go out and win today. I've just got a feeling that we're going to scalp them. I'm quite confident.
What about you, Sean?
I'm not as confident, but I do have those nerves for when these games count. Like the one, was it 2 or 3 weeks ago? I forgot how long ago now. I was just kind of like, I wouldn't say I wasn't up for it, but I didn't have that usual nervous feeling that you get for the 24 hours before. But it's definitely got it for today. This one counts. You know, this one matters. Yeah.
Yep. I'm right up for it as well. I'm looking forward to it. I think it's, as we said in our podcast during the week, it's one of them games where since Kennedy's come in, we've only conceded one goal and it was against this mob we're playing today. So we can put a bit right there. On top of that, we've actually had our offense and everything's been kicking on. Scoring some goals, it was Livy, but 6 goals and the way we played, I think we're a good shout here to get a win. So, well, I'll go through the starting lineup that was released not too long ago. So in goals is Bain, and back line is Kenny, Ayer, Welsh, and Laxalt. In the midfield, we've got Brown, McGregor, Turnbull, And then out wide, we've got Alanusi and Christie. So there's no James Forrest. And then up front, we've got Edouard. So, and on the bench, we've got Barkas, Taylor, Bitton, Griffiths, Ayeti, Soro, Rogic, our Lord and Savior, the Australian man, and then Montgomery and Ralston. So I'll throw to you, Sean. What do you think of that lineup? What was your first thoughts when you saw it?
Yeah, it was I wasn't surprised really about Christie ahead of Forrest. That's injury related, not performance related. Laxalt has a blinder in the last game against Sevco, so I'm not overly surprised about that one. I'm sure Taylor will feel hard done by because he actually played really well against Livingston. I guess you kind of need what I'm worried about Kenny after what happened in the last game. You know, you made the point offline, and I'd found it out myself. The last five goals in a row that they've scored against us have been set pieces. So the last goal they actually scored from open play was December 2019. So five goals in a row, all from set pieces. So that's kind of a crucial element today. So I wonder if that's something to do with Laxalt being in, or I wonder if it's because he's in for his pace. You know, as much as Taylor is a very tidy player and, you know, has all these stats for covering the most distance and things like that, Laxalt has this kind of experience and nous and bit of a hard man thing that Taylor doesn't really have. But maybe when Taylor's 28, he will have. But at the moment, you know, that's... Yeah. Yeah. After he had such a good game, I don't really have any complaints, but I'm disappointed Forrest is out, to be honest.
Yeah, it was just going to come down to formation for me. I'm looking at it going, we'll jump to you off the back of this, Liam, for your thoughts on it. But was it going to be a 4-2-3-1? With Alanusi and Forrest out wide, or now is it going to be a 4-4-2 with Alanusi playing off Edouard up front because there's no Forrest there? It could be either option. So, yeah, we'll see that when we start it off. When everyone tunes in about, I don't know, half hour to an hour's time when kickoff happens. But, Liam, what was your thoughts on the lineup and what formation do you reckon?
Likewise, I was disappointed that Forrest didn't make it, because as I said in our last episode, I wanted us to go with exactly the same team as last week. I think we're probably going to go with the two up front by the looks of it, Alanusi playing off Eddie, and I really hope that if those two players alone turn up today and play to their full, we win. I think it's that simple. If those two do what they're supposed to do, we win. I think that when they combine, they're absolutely lethal, as we saw last weekend.
Yep, can't argue with that. What are your thoughts, Sean?
Yeah, I think it's probably the same as the Livingston game. So when Kennedy was asked before the Livingston game, with Forrest there, he was saying, they asked him, now that you've got Forrest in, is it 4-3-3 or is it still two up front? And he made the point it would depend on what Livingston do, that he had players in a way that gave him that flexibility that they could adjust to the opposition. And I don't think we'll see any surprises because today from Sevco, so I think he's probably decided in advance which it's going to be. But like, it doesn't really help us, do you know what I mean, to tell in advance what it's going to be. Because like, if there's what, as much as they are a solid team and they've been good enough to win the league, they really are a very rigid team that just struggle to change it up. You know, they don't really have any ingenuity or flexibility. And I would assume Kennedy will be well over that and he'll have it named already, whether it's 4-4-2 or 4-3-3. And to be honest, I don't know. What was it in the one each game? We were 4-4-2 in the one. In the one each game, so it's probably going to be that.
The last two games were 4-4-2 with the diamond midfield trying to jam up the middle of the park because they'd been overrunning us. So yeah, it was either one or two options. We either go 4-4-2 again, jam the middle, or we go the 4-2-3-1 or a 4-3-3 and try and outplay them out wide. Now, I've just got the Rangers line up in front of me so we can go through that. So see if there's any surprises there. So we've got
Is it, hold on, is it one arsehole, two prick, three wanker?
Much. I think that's pretty much spot on there. So where's that sound effect again? But they got McGregor in goal, Patterson, Goldson, Hollander, and Barisic in the back line. Davis, Kamara, Arfield, Aribo, Kent, Morelos. So that's their starting lineup.
Hmm.
Any surprises there?
Patterson, he got some very undeserved praise after the last Celtic game. Callum McGregor mugged him at least three times in that game. So what my eye on is going to be in this first half of the game is Callum McGregor versus Nathan Patterson. So like, if we go with the same formation, then it's going to be Turnbull in the head of the diamond with McGregor on the left and Christie on the right of it. And McGregor absolutely rinsed that kid at least three times after he came on for the last 20 minutes of the last game. So I've got my eye on that.
I'm looking at it going there. You know, the appeal they did on Patterson for his ban for his COVID breach has come in handy for him if they're starting him and they've got Tavernier on the bench. So, yeah, that played out well for him. So, if that, as we said on our pod during the week, if that was us for one of our players, I wouldn't be happy about it, but you can understand the reasons why they've gone and done that. Yeah, not too fussed, to be honest with you, with their lineup. I still think we'll rinse them, so that's a good thing.
Aye, there's nothing to fear there. There's nothing to fear in that team. You think back to historically, whenever you watch Celtic Rangers, you would think, oh shit, Loudrup's playing, or oh no, they've got Gaza, oh no, they've got Alberts. There is no one individual in that Rangers team I'm scared of. You know?
That I'm wary of is McGregor.
Aye. Yep. He is their most consistent player, to be fair.
Yeah. You could make the argument he's won the league for them this year, but, you know.
Yeah, he's done 20 points for him. They're good keepers worth 20 points. That's what Forster won for us last year easily, and that's what he's done for them this season. So it is what it is. But, yeah, just... if you're watching, please comment, send through any messages about the game. We'd like to interact with you all in the lead up to it. Now, you said there's nothing to fear there, Liam. And Sean, you touched on my comment off air earlier. So we've got the five goals that we've conceded against them from corners and free kicks. Is that something to fear? What are your thoughts on that?
Sorry, short answer, yes. Yeah, it definitely is. Like, it's, I mean, we don't have Duffy in, so that's, you know, a bit less anxiety that Duffy will not be the one out there. You know, the last one in the one each game, it was John Joe Kenny. The one before, it was Edward and McGregor. Do you mean you can't even say it's one person every time? You know, that. Do you know what I mean? If it was one person each, right, on the bench, you know, but it's a different person each time that's switching off or losing concentration, you know, and that's all it takes. And especially against a team that's good at these things, you know, we're not talking about like Kilmarnock here, you know, or like Motherwell. It's, you know, it's a team that can put some quality into the box and have some pretty big physical players to get on the end of it. And, you know, we've got Scott Bain, so... Yeah, probably should be afraid.
Yep. We've got Shalom Boys commented, I only fear ourselves. So that's a pretty valid point there too.
Yeah.
And what's your take, Liam?
No, I agree. I think set pieces are where we really need to tighten it up. But to me, it all begins and ends with the goalkeeper. The fact that we've not had a stable, solid goalkeeper all season. You just said a minute ago, Alan McGregor, you can make the case, has effectively won the league for Rangers because the guy's, whatever you think of the man, he's a superb goalkeeper and he's solid, right? We've not had that all season. We've not had a steady, solid goalkeeper all season. And that unsettles the defence. It means our set plays are going to be uneasy. It leads to mistakes like the one that gave Rangers their equaliser the last time we played them. You know, a silly back pass that was completely unnecessary due to a lack of defensive communication.
Yep.
And we need to tighten up on that.
Yeah, well, the thing with that is, for me, I'm not really fearful, but yeah, it's individual mistakes. And it's all going to come down to, especially in a derby game, it's all going to come down to the mindset of the players. We can't have players switch off. They've done that at different points during the season. And Lenny said that quite a bit, and I don't want to sound like Lenny, but in a derby game, there's not too much more the coaches can do. Once you're out there, their job is done. All they can do is make the subs, manage things, but it's down to individual players, individual errors that make the team work properly. And it's going to come down to, if a cross comes in, are Iyer or Welsh going to get their head on the ball before Goldson? That's what I'll get. Who wants it more? Go get your head on it. So, yeah, it's going to be an interesting one. Yeah. Sean, you got something to add?
Yeah, I just realised Duffy's not even on the bench. Beton's been given the nod ahead of him, apparently. And Ralston and Montgomery as well, you know. The left back and the right back. So we've got Beton as the centre back, Ralston and Montgomery as the full backs on the bench. But then we've got still got Griffiths and Ayeti as the two strikers. I guess Kamala's already doing his tourist thing in New York.
I look at this lineup and go, if that's the case, I didn't even notice it as well. If Beton's your backup centre back, well, looks like we're going the old Real Madrid of the 90s thing. If you score four, we're going to score five.
To be honest, with our frailties, that's the way we should approach it.
That'd be nice. Yeah.
Offense is best for the defense. There you go. Now, we've got a couple of comments here, so we'll jump to them. So Shalom Boy commented early on, not related to the game, but what part of Oz are you guys on? You know, I'm an ex-Perth boy, so I'm over here in Melbourne. Sean is in Perth, and Liam is in Japan, not in Australia.
Nagano, Japan.
And then we've got another comment. Someone hasn't clicked the link there, so someone on Facebook, what time's kickoff, mate? So we'll go through it, tell it locally over here. So for me, kickoff's at midnight. Sunday night?
Yep, 10 p.m. for me.
11 p.m. for me.
That's a late one for all of us, but it's worth it. So,
it was originally supposed to be the Saturday. That would have been a bit nicer.
No, I wouldn't be online right now. I'd be at the pub blind, let's be honest.
Yeah, fair, yeah. But
yeah, Melbourne CSC.
Yeah, we got kicked out, our CSC, at the turn of the year because it was a change of ownership, so there was like a kind of vacant period. So we're in the Irish club at the moment, but it's not exactly central for everyone. So
maybe.
Yeah. So we were in name's Rosie O'Grady's
Northbridge.
Yeah. But yeah. They shut down, didn't shut down, but got put out to tender. So I think it's reopened under a new name, and I really don't know what's going on in the background for next year, but I don't know if we'll be in the Irish club again or if we'll be back at the new owners because they've decided to reopen it as a pub. Yeah. Liam, have you got CSC up there?
Nearest one to me is Tokyo, and it's that's about 2.5 hours away from me, so it's not really an option when we're working tomorrow morning.
2.5 hours on the bullet train or 2.5 hours in the car?
about an hour and a half on the bullet train and about an hour to get to the bullet train station. So
that's an effort. Yeah.
Wait, how does it take you an hour to get to the trains literally go by your window? How does it take you an hour?
You think that's a bullet train that makes that noise? Come on. No, the nearest big hub is like 20 minutes down the road for me, but I've got to go there then, wait for a train, and then with the connections, it's about 2.5 hours to get to Tokyo.
You just stick your hand out the window when you're catching a train, or?
I wish.
My cousin, what a smart ass in the comments. Need more green and white in your background. Yeah, I know, Benny.
We had this conversation before we started about Liam and his blue background.
Well, yeah. I'm just to clarify, right, that's Olympia. The blue one behind me is Olympiakos. Just because it's the only red, white, and blue shirt I've got. And then the other one is my local team here, Matsumoto Yamaga, who last season were wearing the hoops. So
it looks astonishingly like Sporting Lisbon.
Yeah. I think it is actually the same template as Lisbon had last year.
Pretty much. The Adidas uniform looks the same colours. Yep.
So nice. You reckon there'll be some fireworks at 10 o'clock, at 3 o'clock today?
Oh yeah.
Or 2:59, I should say.
Oh god.
we had a minute silence in our game today. The ref didn't actually ask us or if we wanted to or tell us who it was for. We just did it. And then we're all at that after. Who was that for? Is it Prince Philip? Did somebody else die? We don't know.
That's for DMX. Come on now.
Hmm?
That's for DMX.
For DMX, yeah. sorry.
If you're going to have a tribute to Prince Philip, shouldn't we all just spend a minute like racially abusing passers-by, you know?
Mm. I claim sexism. Can I be misogynist? I ended up in a Twitter argument. I don't know if you've seen it, the Twitter argument I was having with some random dudes. I don't even know how it came up in my Twitter feed. They must like follow Celtic Down Under or something. But yeah, somebody came up saying like, it's bang out of order that we're setting off the fireworks. Like, you shouldn't be, like, even if you're anti-monarchy and in this, you shouldn't be disrespecting them. And I'm like, well, what if you're anti-bigot? And somebody came back saying, oh, what? He's not a bigot. And I was like, so I just took a screenshot of, so I Googled, I Googled forms of bigotry and took a screenshot and sent it and just said, take your pick from this list. Because like sexism, racism, homophobia, like all that stuff, you know, like everything that's on there.
Philip's not a bigot. Other news, I'm currently battling anorexia.
All right, so we'll just jump back to the game now quickly. So, score prediction, Sean. What are you thinking?
Interesting. So I was doing my betting, and I do actually, if I'm being honest, I think it's going to be a draw, and I think we're heading to extra time, and I actually also think it's going to be penalties. So I was looking up like, how many penalty games have we ever had? And we've actually got a really bad record. We've lost every single penalty shootout we've ever had against this Rangers team. That one in 2016. But in the good news, we beat the previous Rangers team in 1974. But we've never beat Sevco in a penalty shootout. So that's ominous, you know. But in terms of my score prediction, I honestly couldn't pin it down when I was looking at it. What I did instead for my prediction was I put Stephen Welsh anytime goal scorer. So I had that on as a single bet, Stephen Welsh to score anytime, because he almost got one in the last game. And he's been doing pretty well at getting on the end of them. And I don't think I know they have a very good defensive record, but I don't think they're very good at set pieces. Because like when you watch them in Europe, they'll concede goals at set pieces. And they stay, Alan McGregor stays on his line. And Turnbull was putting them on that 6-yard line in the last game. And it was just, you know, yeah, fair enough, he's a brilliant goalkeeper, but we were getting like headers at 6, 7, 8 yards out. I mean, how long can you live a charmed life against that kind of tactic where your goalkeeper stays on his line? It's the one thing that he's never been good at, is coming for crosses. He knows that he's better at having a reflex save than he is at coming for a cross. When he comes for a cross, he's fumbling like Donald Trump at a Miss Universe contest. And so I've took Stephen Welsh anytime scorer, and I've tripled up, I should say, with both teams to score and Celtic to win overall.
What you're saying there, that's where we're missing someone like Julian, just to get in and get his head on the ball in the box from a corner. Like this season, we've missed that, something shocking. Yeah. And that's a perfect example of, look at him in the cup final a couple of years back and everything. Like,
exactly.
Where we've missed him.
Mm. No, you're spot on, mate. That was it. Like that game, we had one shot, and it was that set piece. And do you know what I mean? Like, if it was a Martin O'Neill team, they'd be winning 5-0 just from the set pieces. This team, this Rangers Sevco team, cannot defend set pieces against quality opposition, I don't think.
Yeah,
but neither can we. So you know, whatever.
True.
What about you, Liam? What's your score prediction, and anything else you reckon we'll see in the game?
Just to say, mate, all the gags there about McGregor being frightened across is good. We didn't go for the sectarian low-hanging fruit there, boys. Well done. I had a wee dream the other night actually that we won 3-0. Believe it or not. I had a vivid dream that Celtic won 3-0. So I'm gonna go with that.
Did you stick it on?
Aye. Well,
I was gonna say,
I got my dad to stick it on in my behalf now that gambling's illegal in Japan, so of course I wouldn't gamble, you know, but through my agents in Scotland, I was able to get the money on. Aye.
You don't have a VPN or anything?
No, legitimately, you cannot gamble with a Japanese credit card. None of the companies will take it.
Bitcoin?
Oh, fuck. Aye,
I'll bet one Bitcoin on Celtic to win.
Oh, Christ.
Yeah, I said on the pod during the week, 4-0. I'm sticking with it. We're going to get the job done. We're going to smash them.
Queen sheet as well?
Yep. It's going to happen.
If you're going high scoring, to me, 4-2 sounds more realistic than 4-0. Like, just clean
sheet. Oh, yeah, because I'll get penalty. Sorry, my mistake. 4-1 then.
Yeah. I can honestly see this going all the way. Like, it's going to be a nervy encounter. Is it Madden? Is it F as well?
Oh, yeah, Bobby Madhan. Perfect.
Christ.
East Kilbride's finest. It doesn't make any sense. Like, the guy literally used to have a season ticket for Ibrox. He would go on the supporters buses from the same pub as Ali McCoist. Do you know what I mean? Like, only in Scotland, you know. Like, in Greece, they bring in the foreign referees in Greece for the big derbies. Why are we not doing it? I don't get it. Do you know what I mean? Somebody explain that to me.
It's, you know, there's no point. It's make a perfect valid point there. But anyway, all right, last one before we wrap it up then, so everyone can get the beers and get into the game and get everything set up, right? Are we going to see any red cards or penalties today?
Penalty, yes. Red card, no.
I'm going to say red card, yes. I think there could be a red card for each team.
Are we counting retrospective red cards? Because Sevco will get one of them.
That's a good point, actually. And I think you'll get the Sevco penalty, but I think they'll miss it.
They'll get, my view, they'll get the penalty. There'll be, yeah, a red card each. Morelos and Bruni will be off. There you go.
Okay.
I felt like Bruni might save it for the league game. Because it's Ibrox, isn't it? The league game against them. I feel like he's going to get sent off in that game. he's just going to be like, whatever, fuck it.
Whoever stands up, like someone's knee. Yeah, perfect.
I found the highlight video the other day of when, I don't know if you remember, when we beat them 2-0 in the cup semi. I think Diala was the manager at the time, and we were 2-0 up, and it was like 90 minutes into injury time. And Bruni hadn't been booked yet, so he just wiped out Ian Black just for the fun of it. It's like it was so blatant. Like, it was so blatant. He's like, wait, I'm not booked. I'm just going to get it. You know, and he knew he wouldn't be suspended for the final, so he just went, fuck it.
That's up. Perfect. Love it.
Free shot.
Yeah. All right. So unless you guys have got anything else there, we'll give a shout out to Sean's little teddy bear on blocking his mic here as well, and to his missus for making it. Top effort. And
she did the scarf as well.
Oh, excellent.
There you go. Happy days.
Yeah. And I've got my Tazzy, my 16-year-old Tazzy sitting on my lap as well.
He's all set. Perfect.
So yeah, it should be. Who have we got as the commentary team today? Do we know?
Wouldn't have a clue.
We've got Strachan, O'Day. They've actually done all right this year with the names they brought in. Like, as much as I'm all for like promoting equity and stuff like that, the girl that they bring in from the Celtic team is not great. Kelly, I forgot her surname. I mean, look, don't get me wrong, there's plenty of male pundits that are fucking idiots as well. But it's good to have like Strachan come on and Michael Stewart. They guys, they kind of know what they're talking about.
That's kind of the game. That's what you want. I know.
Yeah.
They're not sycophants either. That's the thing. They're no sycophants. They'll call it as they see it if Celtic aren't doing it right, you know?
Yeah, I mean, Strachan sniffs his own farts, but apart from that, he knows what he's on about.
What I like on there was like when Darren O'Day was on there, like I thought he did a good job as well. Called the game well, he reads the game well. So here's someone I was impressed with as well on it. But yeah. Four one. That's my score. Get it done. And any Rangers fans out there who watch this after want to take the piss, bring it on. Your team's gonna lose.
Is this going to be available for access afterwards? Because if it is, you've just given them a soundbite there, Jared.
Yeah, no, that's why I did it.
Because
it's going to be on YouTube, and you know, I don't care if they watch it because it's more stats for us. So bring it on.
So if we win, we have to go and listen to follow and find the. Oh no, what is soundbite?
I'm not a loser like that. Come on, yeah.
If we got St. Johnson in the next round, if we go through, is that right?
Aye, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, St. Johnson, yeah.
Yeah. Just to Rangers fans watching, a wee helpful hint. If you are going out to get your car out before the game, just, you know, mind your knuckles on the doorstep, you know.
Check to your sister. Check your sister if she wants anything.
It's like your sister, your wife, your dog, it's all the same, isn't it?
The other stat I heard was they've not beat us in a cup outside of like finals and semi-finals. So in like if it's a game before final or semi-final, we've won something like 7 in a row, something like that. So going back to 1960 something.
So we're like, still got 10 in a row on some sort of front. Perfect. There we go.
Yeah. What is it, Lee Griffiths' Wains or something? I don't know.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, do you reckon he'll come on today and do it? I don't know.
I reckon he'll come on, score a free kick. It's going to happen.
I feel like he doesn't get enough time to get into a game. Do you know what I mean?
Aye. He needs to come on about no later than 65 minutes if he is going to come on. He needs that 20 minutes to get into it.
Get out of my brain, Liam. I was about to say that.
But he can hit a penalty, so...
Mm. Like, yeah, but if it goes on the team giving that up.
No, I mean, sorry, I meant if it goes to a shootout.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Like, if it's extra time, you're like, if there's 5 minutes left in extra time, it would be like, yep, Griff, get warmed up. Or maybe he'll be doing, like, the warm-up at the side. Like, I don't know if you've ever seen the NFL kickers do the warm-up where they're, like, kicking balls into it. It'll be like that. Like... Yep, Griff, you're just, or maybe it'll bring Connor Hazels on for the shootout. Wait, is he on the bench? Who is it?
Oh, no, it's also Strickland.
Cabbage Hands on the bench? Oh, that's Cabbage Hands.
Cabbage Hands could break his Celtic career today. If he comes on for some reason and manages to save a few penalties, if it gets that way, he could actually show us he can save a shot.
Oh, God. Oh, I hope he doesn't.
Well, it's the weekend for Greeks to take a dive, isn't it? So you never know, you know.
Anyone that's listening, please pray to your respective God that Bane does not get injured.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we'll leave the podcast there. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Hope you enjoy the game. Hope you enjoyed the podcast, first of all. Second of all, enjoy the game. Celtic get the win. Happy days. How hell.
Yeah.
How hell.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.